and there's a great big frost outside.
Uh-huh.
And I sort of tongue-tied like children are, you know.
Sure.
And they'd get me to say Jack Frost, you know, and I'd say sort of Dutch, and they'd laugh at me.
Uh-huh.
But now I slept in that living room.
Uh-huh.
But some of the other children slept in another room.
I just wondered if you ever called it anything like the big house or the big room or a fire room or a parlor.
Well, we had a fireplace in there in both rooms. Uh-huh. Well, that goes.
What was the fireplace like?
Well, it is pretty wide, you know, wider than it would be nowadays.
Uh-huh. And then the smoke went up. Is that built outside or on the outside of the house?
No, it is in kind of enclosed, as I recall. No, it might have. It may have been on the outside.
Uh-huh.
I believe. But I've heard my mother say they didn't see what in the world they ever built a house in that little ground.
Uh-huh.
We had when we moved out, we had a renter on the farm down there, and he'd get up at 4 o'clock, didn't matter what anything to do on, just jump out.
Uh-huh.
And one morning he jumped out in water that deep.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What the thing in the fireplace, when the smoke went up, what was that called?
Well, we called it the chimney.
Yeah, sure. And then the things that, the part of the fireplace that extended out over the floor.
Well, now the fireplace was that high, you know, from floor up.
Yeah.
And pretty wide.
Yeah.
And us little fellas could almost get back in there.
Sure. Was there a part that came out over the floor, though, so?
Yes, the fire came back a little way, not too far.
But I mean that part, you know, that comes, like maybe it had some flat stones that were kind of laid out into the room.
Well, they were brick, is what I recall.
Oh, you could set, what would you call that, where you might...
Well, we'd call it the, let's see, what did we call it? Well, I can't call it right now. Oh, the hearth.
Yeah.
We call it the hearth.
And then when you burned a big piece of wood in there, what would you call it? Big one you might drag in and keep?
That is the back log.
Uh-huh. And what kept that in place?
Well, what kept the front log
the front,
in place was the dog orange, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then the part over the top of the fireplace that you might...
The mantle up there.
The what now, sir?
We call the, you know...
Yeah.
We call it the mantle.
Did you ever call that anything else? Do you remember?
I don't recall.
Ever calling it a fireboard?
No.
Never did? Okay. Now, the small pieces of wood that you used to get a fire started, remember...
Well, now my father had bought a 23-acre tract over there some distance from the house, and he had plenty of wood, and they burnt wood, and that's what they painted on. Of course, later his sawmill, they had the slabs, so, you know, they made wood, stove wood especially.
Sure. But the kind of wood, that little pieces of wood that you'd use to get a fire started, what kind of wood did you use for starting a fire?
Well, poplar was good, and it's good to kindle with.
Uh-huh.
And he had plenty of timber.
Uh-huh. Did they use any pine?
Wasn't no pine on. That ain't a pine country down there.
I see. There's no pine around it?
No.
So you just call it kindling wood or?
Yeah.
Or never call it?
He might have sawed pine somewhere and had some.
Uh-huh.